Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Benson Grove Baptist Hour. On behalf of Pastor Billy Cashwell and all of your friends at Benson Grove, let me welcome you to a Spirit-filled hour of singing and preaching from the Word of God. We invite you to tune in every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on WCKB. You can contact us at 919-894-4120. We would love to hear from you and to know that you're listening. Now let's join the broadcast from Benson Grove.
I'll just ask it. Okay, we'll talk to the frozen chosen today. Amen. How many of you are glad to be saved today? Yeah. There they are. There's the church that's alive and well this morning. I'm glad to be saved. Are you glad to be saved? Yeah. Amen. It's good to see you here in the house of the Lord today. Jesus still saves. It's still the message for us to proclaim to the world. It's good to see all of you here in the house of the Lord. We welcome those on the internet audience as well. We're glad to have all of you here in the house of the Lord. And I see some new faces with us. I may have spoken to you, may not have spoken to everybody, but I see some new faces in the building today. And while Matthew's getting that up on the screen, if you are a texter, I'm a big time texter. Brother Billy is not a big time texter. Has anybody ever tried to text Brother Billy? Yeah, so you know. But we are texting now in different capacities here within the church as well. And if you're visiting with us for the first time today, I'd love for you to text us about it. And there's a number at 980-270-2072. And you can text the word welcome. Good timing. Text the word welcome right there. And that's like filling out a visitor's card. It'll send you a little response back. There's a link in that text. You click the link and it gives you a little visitor's card to fill out digitally. And if you don't mind doing that, first time visiting with us today, text the word welcome to 980-270-2072. And if you're online for the first time today, we'd like to get you to do the same thing, except text the word online, O-N-L-I-N-E. Be glad to have you to do that. We'd love to know that you're joining us in online today. And that just gives us an avenue to reach back out to you possibly just to say hey or what have you. And we welcome you again to Benson Grove Baptist Church today. So don't be, if anybody need a visitor's card, have we got I know we got some over here. Anybody else visiting with us today I may not have spoke to? Prayer, you can text the word prayer to the same number. That gives all of the staff knowledge of what's going on. Hey, if you post something online about a need in your family, if you post it on social media, I can promise you we may not see it. Amen. Yeah, so let us know. Let us know what's going on in your life that we can join you in prayer about as well. And so join us in that regard, prayer. And then drama, I believe we got something for drama as well. So if you'd like to participate in that, there's a thing coming up with the kids drive-in. Text the word drama if you'd like to participate with that as well. But I'm glad to be here today. God is still on the throne. Hey, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Lord hath made, we will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Amen. Let's call on the Lord in prayer. And Brother Brandon's going to come and sing. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, we love you and we praise you and we thank you that this is the day that you've given us. And Lord, what a perfect opportunity we have to worship you in spirit and truth. God, I pray that there would be nothing between our soul and the Savior in this place this morning. God, that we'd give you all that you're worthy of and all that's due your precious and holy name. God, I thank you for those that have gathered here in the house today, those that are joining us in by different means. God, we're thankful for each and every soul and home that's represented here today. But God, we want to give you everything because you are worthy. You still save people. And Lord, I pray that if there's anybody here today within the sound of my voice that needs to know Jesus in a personal and real way, God, I pray, God, that you would meet that need. God, that you would also save, if it be thy will. God, I pray that it be somebody that's not ashamed to admit that they're a sinner, not ashamed to say that I need a Savior. And God, it just so happens that Jesus has footed the bill for that, and he can fit the bill in their life as well. There's a God-sized hole in every heart, Lord, and it's because of sin. And it's only a hole that Jesus can fill, and I pray that that would happen here today. God, we ask your favor and your blessing upon all his family as they bring forth your word in song today and in worship. God bless Brother Brandon as he comes in just a moment. But God, we ask for your blessing upon these people, God, gathered in your name. And God, I pray that, again, Lord, that if we need to get right with you today, that the altars are always open. We wouldn't wait till somebody says, come on down. Now is the perfect time to get right with you. And Lord, I pray that you'll meet those needs of folks online as well. God, we're praying for our nation, Lord, like never before. God, it seems that we've turned our back on you and we're trying to run you out of every facet of this country. But God, I'm still praying, God, that the remnant, God, those that would claim the name Jesus would rise up, God, and be used of you in these last and dark days, Lord, to tell people about Jesus Christ. And I pray that there be a revival. But God, I know it can't begin just in a broad swath. Lord, it has to start with one little flame. And may it begin in this place today. God, we love you. We praise you. Bless our nation. Lord, turn our hearts back toward the right. Forgive us of our sins and shortcomings now for us. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Brother Brandon Seals is going to come and sing today.
Take a look at the mountains, stretching a mile high. Take a look at the ocean, far as your eye can see. And think of me. Take a look at the desert. Do you feel like a grain of sand? I'm with you wherever, and where you go is where I am. And I'm always thinking of you. Take a look around you. I'm spelling it out one by one. I love you more than the sun and the stars that I taught how to shine. You are mine and you shine for me too. I love you yesterday and today. Just a face in the city, just a tear on a crowded street. But you are one in a billion, and you belong to me. And I want you to know that I'm not letting go, even when you come undone. I love you more than the sun and the stars that I taught how to shine. You are mine and you shine for me too. I love you yesterday and today and tomorrow. I'll say it again and again. I love you more. I love you more. Shine. shine for me.
This morning, we're honored, blessed once again to have our wonderful Ollis family with us. And we are preaching, our theme this whole year is on labors together. And if you were on Wednesday night, a few Wednesday nights ago, I preached on the subject of laboring in prayer. Paul talks to a group of people and he says something about their laboring in prayer. Ministry service is labor. Paul wrote to a certain church and he said that you've turned from idols to serve the true and the living God. When you get saved, God forgives you of all your sin, but it'll take you straight to heaven and leaves you here to serve. And there's so many different ways. And through this year, the Lord willing, I want to share with us some things, ways to serve. Now, one thing is through the ministry of music and singing. God has gifted some. Miss Jennifer played this morning, and then Juanita plays, and Miss Brenda. And I love to hear them praise the Lord on the string instruments and our different groups and quartets we've got around here, and then all of the individual singers, and then the congregational singing. All of that is serving the Lord. We serve the Lord and worship Him in song. It ought to be, for us, it ought to be that. And I thought I'd bring a little brief message this morning, and like everything, when I begin to study the Word of God. By the way, how many of you heard Brother Barry Sunday school class this morning at 9 o'clock? You got to listen to it. You need to listen to it. He's given wonderful, basic Bible studies on the humanity of Christ, and he's going to keep right on going and develop into some other things, but it's wonderful. And I hope that you'll join us at 9 o'clock on the internet and Benson Grove website. I had to hear Brother Barry do Sunday school at 9 o'clock in the morning. But as I began to go through and look at the Word of God, I thought I'd bring a little brief five-minute thing on prayer, and I decided I couldn't do it. But I do want to just run through a few highlights here about singing in the Bible. The first time singing is mentioned in the Bible is Exodus chapter 15. It's when they crossed the Red Sea and they sang and they rejoiced at redemption. And anybody who's been saved ought to have a song in their heart. They'll rejoice in the Lord and rejoice. And the Bible said we sing and make melody in our hearts unto the Lord. And so you're saved. Every person ought to have a song in your heart. Now, you may be like me. It sounds really good in my heart, but when it comes out of my mouth, it sounds completely different. But that's maybe one reason he told us to sing and make melody in our heart. But he's gifted some, and then we all sing together. And I don't care if you have children. You may have one who has a beautiful voice and can, you know, hit every note, and then one who doesn't sing as well. But if you're a parent, when you look at them, it makes no difference to you. You love them, and you're just glad and happy for them, and that's the way the Lord is. Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. But when I got to looking at singing in the Bible, I was just overwhelmed with it, about it. And when you come to the temple service, they ordained certain ones to be singers out of the tribe of Levi. 288 in the book of First Chronicles were ordained to be singers. And they lived, they had chambers there at the temple, and they sang. And not only did they sing on special occasions, but they sang day and night. The Bible says their work was day and night. They did other things around the temple, but they sang and praised God day and night. And when we was in Israel, and we went to the Temple Mount, we had a lesson out on the steps. There are several steps that lead up on one side as you go up onto the Temple Mount. And the Jews primarily were coming that way. And when you look at your Bible in the book of Psalms, Psalms 120 through verse Psalms 134 are called the Psalms of Ascent, or the Psalms of Degrees. And what that means is those Psalms from 120 to 134 were songs that they sang as they approached the house of God, entered his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts praise, sing unto the Lord. And so they entered, as they were going toward the temple, they sang. As they climbed those steps, they sang Psalms 134. And in that, it makes reference to those who praise the Lord day and night. And so there were singers who sang and praised God day and night. When you go through the Bible and look, you'll understand that when the soldiers came back from war, they were singing. When they built the temple, they sang. When they gave burnt offerings, the singers sang. The Passover feast, they sang. At David's celebrations, they sang. Even in times of sadness, they sang. Lamentations, they sang. And when they dedicated the wall, they sang. They were men and women were involved in that. They played musical instruments. And I know there's some people that don't believe in stringed instruments in the church, but they played the harp and they played other things. And then, Lord, they played the cymbals. Now, you know, that's a little different too. But they rejoiced in the Lord. They sang at all the major feasts. They sang at the worship. They sang at the sacrifice. They sang and praised God day and night at the house of God. And then when you come to the New Testament, you'll see wonderful occasions where they sang and how God blessed them to sing in the New Testament. At the Lord's Supper that we observe, the Bible says Jesus and his disciples sang a hymn together. They sang together. Music is serving the Lord because it's praise to him. We sing as unto the Lord. When we pray as unto the Lord, and that's a labor, that's a service, and so is singing. Singing to the Lord is a service. It just blesses him for us to sing to him. And then the Bible says we're to sing in the Spirit. We sing with thanksgiving. We sing to worship. And we sing with a merry heart. And ultimately in Revelation, we'll sing a new song. Praise God. We'll leave out here shouting and singing a new song. But all through the Bible, there's so much said about singing. And so that's, you know, if when I get ready to preach on, I'll elaborate a little more. But, and you may like this kind better. But singing is biblical. And here's the unique thing. Of those Levites who were chosen to be singers who sang at all the sacrifices and day and night in the temple and all the other duties that they had, they lived off the substance of the temple. They were just like the priest. The priest, the offerings that came in through the temple, that's how they lived. And so it is biblical. Some people say, well, I don't believe in gospel singers. Well, I do. I believe they're called of God. I believe they're gifted of God. And I'm glad that God's promised them to do that. And they live by faith. And the Otis family, Eric has played the piano since he was knee-high to a grasshopper and traveled from the time he was about 14 years old with full-time gospel groups playing. And a few years ago, he was with the Wisdoms and God burned his heart. Ms. Laura was doing lady conferences and things around, and he was gone on the road all the time. God burdened them to start their own family ministry. And so now for 8 years, is it eight, nine? Nine years. But standing right over there, Brother Eric Ollis told me, he said, Brother Bill, I want you to pray for me. I'm going to leave the Wisdoms. God's called us. We're going to go into full-time ministry, and that's what they do. And they live by faith day by day, and God blesses them. And I want you right now to help me make welcome once again back to Benson Grove Baptist Church, the Ollis family from Morganton, North Carolina. Amen.
I didn't know I needed Jesus. I hadn't heard what he had to say. Little did I know the miracle in store. A blessing that was waiting. Abundant life forevermore. The day before he saved me.
The day before he saved me.
The day before he touched me.
The day before he touched me.
I didn't know how much he
loved me with a love that was waiting. The day before he saved me.
Well, now I live a life of grace so full and free. I have a friend who walks beside me, one who watches faithfully. Well, I get blessed when I look back in time to think for me that he was waiting the day before I made him mine. The day before he saved me.
The day before he saved me.
I didn't know the joy of waiting.
I didn't know the joy of waiting.
Could have to me
if I came to faith believe.
how much he loved
me with a love that was waiting. The day before he saved me.
The day before he saved me.
The day before he saved me.
I didn't know the joy away.
I didn't know the joy away.
That my life could have new meaning. If I came to faith, believe me. The day before he touched me.
The day before he touched me.
Selfishly, you knelt there by me.
soul was bound from the dead of sin and shame. But then Jesus finally paid the price and took away my blame. Well, now I am free forever. Everything has changed in me. I'm a blood-bought, blood-washed child of God, a member of His family.
So I'm gonna stand and lift my hands, gonna shout and praise the Lord. For He brought me out of the miry clay, how could I ask for more? In the midst of trouble, I can find sweet peace and comfort for my soul. So I'm gonna stand and lift my hands, gonna shout and praise the Lord.
Sometimes I think about heaven and all that's awaiting me. Over on the other side of Jordan, how happy I will be. And when I reach that city and finally step inside, I know I'll stand in the victory, leaving all my trouble behind.
I'm gonna stand and lift my hands, gonna shout and praise the Lord. For He brought me out of a miry clay, how could I ask for more? In the midst of trouble, I can find sweet peace and comfort for my soul. So I'm gonna stand and lift my hands, gonna shout and praise the Lord. I'm gonna stand and lift my hands, gonna shout and praise the Lord. For He brought me out of a miry clay, how could I ask for more?
Something you can feel. My God is real.
not dead, he's alive and well. Reality, no fairy tale like yesterday. Today he's the same. There is still power when you speak his name. His story's not just fictional pages. He is the king of the rock of all ages. He's not a myth, he's something you can feel.
My God is real.
My God is real. It's not a myth, he's something you can feel.
That's real, that he's living, he's alive, and we can go to him. Oh, have mercy. Mikey, come here. Tell you what, he's been doing a lot of things during our COVID shutdown, and he's been practicing on his comedic routine, and he's kept us all busy and laughing. But I'm glad today that God cares about what goes on at our house. He cares about the things that are in our heart and in our lives. But it's not just us today, y'all. He cares about you that much, too. And he loves you this morning. And if it matters to you, if you've got something on your heart, oh, it's not just you. You're not there by yourself. Because it matters to the Master.
Joy or your deepest pain, or your image.
the title cut for our brand new CD. And that's always, it just seems like it's just a built-in honor if you get to sing that song. But when I look at Mikey, my heart's full. Because we serve a God today that can.
Most everywhere we go, we walk in, somebody says, are y'all going to let Peyton sing? Sure. You going to let Mikey? Sure, Lord. Yeah. Don't nobody ever ask me to do nothing. And it happened here today. We come in, and I got the look. And I know that look because of that one right there. And they wanted to hear Peyton sing Roll On. So here we go.
Roll on. River, roll on, mighty old river.
There's a river rolling deep and wide, deep and wide.
It's a rolling paradise, is on the other side. Yes, heaven is awaiting when the soul life is o'er.
There I'll abide.
For a ride about old road, on mighty old river too. That sweet forever, let your waves roll gently guard your. Someday yeah. We must cross your foam.
So roll on,
Jordan,
roll on, oh river deep and wide. My home is on the other side.
Gonna reach a river, gonna pray the Lord to carry me home.
So roll on, Jordan.
You're the last old river that we gotta span. I'm gonna reach my mansion in the promised land. Roll on, mighty old river, roll on, mighty old river.
Someday soon I know I'm going home.
I'm going there
to see my Savior on his throne.
Yes, and then I'll see Jesus. I'll be so happy there,
never to roam.
Well, no, never more to roam. Roll on, mighty old river, to that sweet the forever. Let your someday we must cross your bones.
So roll on, Jordan, roll on, oh, river.
preacher, if we're gonna pray the Lord to carry me home.
So roll on, Jordan.
You're the last whole river that we gotta span. Gonna reach my mansion in the promised land.
Roll on, roll.
We're gonna pray the Lord to carry me home.
So roll on, Jordan.
You're the last old river that we gotta stand. Gonna reach my little mansion in the promised land.
Roll on, Jordan. Roll on.
I felt defeat. I know what it's like when your heart is broken and burdened with grief. But there's been a strong hand that's still guiding me. When God's all you've got, all you need. I've walked through the fire, and I've been through the flood. I'm a child of the King, and I'm covered by the blood. He's drawing me closer. When God's all you've got, He's all you need. Now you may be facing the trial of your life. See this place with nowhere to hide. But Jesus knows your name, and He's heard your plea. When God's all you've got, He's all you need. I've walked through the fire.
God's all you've got. He is all you need. Almost 10 years ago, Eric and I were deciding that we as a family were going to step out in faith and serve the Lord the best that we knew how. And we were going to depend on Him to meet all the needs that our family had. In March, oh, God showed Himself. We had been booked for that entire month, one camp meeting rolled right into the next. And we'd been on the road 2 weeks and getting ready to step into the church house to start a Monday night service when we got the information that everybody needed to go home because of COVID. And we unpacked everything, got in the bus, and as we began to ride, the phone began to ring. And in a matter of an hour and a half, our next 8 weeks just melted away. But I can honestly say, as I sat there in that buddy seat, Eric was driving, nobody said a word. Nobody said, what are we going to do or how are we going to pay our bills? Nothing. This cool breeze started in that wheel well of that bus, and it came up the steps, and it passed by me, and you could almost see it as it went down the hallway and circled and came back up right there where it was driving. And we just knew it was going to be okay. But I'm human. I'm human. And the devil likes to toy with human. And he likes to get in your ear and peck and tell you things and whisper things. And before long, you forget that feeling of that Holy Ghost moving. On Tuesday morning, I got in my secret little place, this little prayer bench that my daddy built for me, and I looked out the window there, and I looked out into the mountains, and I was praying, pouring my heart out again to God about how concerned I was. And just like humans, something catches our attention in our prayer time. And my eye caught this birdhouse that me and Mikey had hung up a year ago. Never has there been a bird in it. We've been feeding and feeding for a year just trying to get a bird. Nothing. I looked over at that birdhouse and I said, Lord, it's been a year. That old box is dried and weathered and looks like it's about to fall off the tree. Ain't it about time, God? I sure would love to see a bird. Something caught my eye right above that window. Fattest little bluebird I'd ever seen. We ain't had no bluebirds. He jumped down off that limb and landed right in front of that window. I watched him. He doodled around there for just a little bit and he picked up something. I couldn't tell what it was, but he flew straight into the hole of that birdhouse. And I saw at that moment that my God cared about my concerns. And my God cared about what I was afraid of. And my God cared about what my family needed. And my God cared about me seeing a little bird go in that birdhouse. Bible says, call on me and I'll show you great and mighty things of which you knew not. Great and mighty don't have to be big. Great and mighty can be just that little thing that you need to get you through that next moment. And my God knew I needed that little bird. Since then, all this summer, every once in a while I catch a glimpse of that little bird. But nobody in the world knew that I needed that. Nobody in the world saw that little bird go in that house but me and God. And I knew that the birds were still singing. And God has met every need that we have had consistently. Nothing's been missed because it matters to the Master this morning. It matters to God. He says that He knew my substance. Before He ever knit me in my mother's womb, He knew my substance. And He wrote my days, and He knew that I'd be here today. He knew that we'd be facing But I'm glad that he had a son named Jesus that he sent to die for me and for you. Y'all, he's coming soon. If you got a need today, take it to him, because let me tell you, if he can give me a bird in a birdhouse in the middle of nowhere, he can give you what you need this morning. And if you need a Savior today, if you've never asked him to come into your life, oh, what a way to start out this new year, because he's coming. And oh, what a Savior he is.
In the building this morning, you have your heads bowed. I want you to do something. I want you to just say, Lord, thank you that you are a wonderful Savior. Thank you most of all that you are my Savior. Would you do that right now? And if you want to raise your hands and wave at him, he'll wave back at you. Do you know him today? Worship him. Praise him. Thank you so much. Now, while we have our heads bowed and eyes are closed, we have a vast radio and media audience, and I want to say we're so glad that you're part of the services here, all of our church family that join us every service. You know how much we love you, and we sure miss you being here, but we understand and looking forward to when you'll be back. And I know that where you are this morning, you've worshiped at home. And I want to ask another question. If you're here in the building or either in the media audience somewhere, you do not know for sure that you're saved, can you tell me why you would wait another day? The Bible said today is the day of salvation, right now. I mean, to have all of your sins forgiven, have the Holy Spirit of God to come in your heart crying, Abba, Father, make you a child of the King, heaven to become your home for all eternity, His promise, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee, and to promise that my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God's going to take care of all of His children, and you could be one today. Would you trust Him today? Would you turn in faith and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? And for our friends here in the building, no one's looking, every head's bowed. You say to me, Brother Billy, if I died right now, I don't know I'd go to heaven. But would you please pray for me? And I always say and emphasize, I would not embarrass you for anything in the world. I'm not going to come to you. I'm not going to try to hem you up out in the hall anywhere else. If you want to talk to me, I'm available. But I want to pray for you right now. And I want to ask God to help you to know that you're going to go to heaven. And if you're here like that, you say, Preacher, I don't know Christ. If I died now, I don't know that I'd go to heaven. Would you pray for me? No one's looking. Would you raise your hand across the building this morning? Anybody across the building? I'm looking very carefully. Don't want to miss a hand, a man, a woman, a boy, a girl. It'd be a blessing if Jesus come right now and every one of us leave this building be completely empty. That's my prayer. Hi, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this morning. Thank you for what you've done. God, thank you for blessing us. You instructed us to minister to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And our friends that you've called and laid on their heart to give their life to music ministry, God, you've used them to bless us. We're glad, Lord, to know that if it matters to us, it matters to you. And that when God's all we've got, He's all we need. You're an almighty God. You're our sufficiency. We know, God, that you'll be with us and you'll meet every need we've got. Bless our Father, all of this church family, all of our friends in the internet audience today, and the Ollis family. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
Friends, you've been listening to the Benson Grove Baptist Hour. We pray this broadcast has been a blessing to you and that God's Word would speak to your heart throughout the week. If we can assist you, please call the church offices at 919-894-4120. We'd love to hear from you and to know that you're listening. We also invite you to attend the services at Benson Grove. The church is located on Highway 50, just 6 miles north of Benson. If you cannot attend in person, join our live internet broadcast every Sunday at 11 a.m. and again at 6:30 p.m. Just open your computer web browser to www.bensongrovebaptist.org. Choose the Sermons tab and follow the instructions on the screen. Join us for the Benson Grove Baptist Hour each Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on WCKB. God bless you and have a great day.